Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Music you hear is from a band called Arclight, and they're playing at Shuba's tomorrow night, Thursday the 20th. It's a 21 and over show, and it starts at 9 o'clock. And they're opening for a band called Crystal Garden, which features the great Boyd Tinsley from the Dave Matthews Band. And two members of the band are here, Amith Boka, and welcome, Amith.
Thanks for having me.
And Charles Williams. Charles, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Welcome to the show, everybody. And so, you guys excited about the gig tomorrow?
Yeah, super. Very excited. Super excited.
Yeah. Shuba, you guys, we were talking off the air. You have played Shuba's before.
Yeah, we played their
second or third.
Yeah, for sure. I think this will be our third gig.
Yeah, it's a great room.
Definitely one of our favorites in Chicago that we've played.
And you guys are both from the Chicagoland area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Originally from Skokie.
Yeah.
I'm from Naperville originally.
And cool, you live in the city now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, very cool. Now, how did you start with music, Amith?
I actually didn't pick up my first instrument till I was 21.
Wow.
I didn't grow up playing music. I didn't grow up in a family of musicians. But I always listened to music, and I kind of gravitated towards it.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I picked up my first guitar, it was just like, love it.
That was it.
Yeah,
that was it. Yeah. And what about you, Charles?
I did. I grew up playing the piano from the age of five, singing in church.
Oh, that whole thing. You went that route.
Yeah, nine.
Did your folks like say, hey, take the piano lessons, or was it something you wanted to do?
Yeah, they did. They didn't. And actually, by the time I was like 9 or 10, I wanted to give it up and like be a 9 or 10 year old and not.
Oh, because you were that dedicated to it.
Oh, I was for a while. And I was like, let me get out of here. My mom insisted that I stuck with it. So. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a big family?
I'm one of six.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Music throughout the whole family?
All of us, yeah.
Everybody plays?
Yeah, people. If we don't play, we all sing. And if we don't sing, then we're all just like avid supporters of
You guys should get a bus like the Partridge Family and drive and tour. That's pretty amazing. What about you, Amith? How big is your family?
I have one sister.
Yeah.
It's just me and her. We're 7 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Is she older or younger?
She's younger.
Okay.
Yeah, so growing up, I was kind of like an only child. I moved out when I was 15. But that's when we got a lot closer.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Does she play music?
She does. Actually, you know what? She got her guitar before I got my guitar, and then I stole her guitar and I started playing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Same here.
I actually bought her a guitar for her birthday. It's like, oh, okay, so I can play your guitar now.
Oh, so you bought it, and the reason was because you wanted to play it.
Yeah, I just wanted to play it.
Yeah. Now, what about you? You're one of six. Where are you in that age range?
Fifth out of six. I have four sisters and a brother, three older.
And
one older brother and a younger sister.
Did they help you influence your music?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely by what they listened to and the stuff that they were into when I was a kid and they were a little older than I was.
Yeah.
Also, my parents, they just had a really great taste in music growing up. So we heard everything from the Star Wars soundtrack to Grease soundtrack to Brass, like Chicago and Stevie Wonder and just the whole nine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. I'm an only child, so I didn't have anybody. My parents were like in their early 20s when they had me, so they were pretty hip when I was growing up. My dad introduced me to Cream. I remember he's like, here, listen to this. This is called White Room. And I went, my head exploded. So I got that. But there's that scene in Almost Famous that I talk about all the time. You guys seen Almost Famous?
Yeah.
There's that great scene where Zooey Deschanel is moving out. She's the older sister, and she's moving out, and she bequeaths her record collection to her younger brother. And it's always one of my favorite moments in the movies where the kid discovers all this music that his older sister has been listening to. Mm-hmm. And to have that kind of experience, I'm sure you had that kind of experience.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
sure.
You did that for your sister?
I did that for my sister.
Of course you did.
I did not get that from my parents.
No.
I was first generation here, so my parents were listening to Bollywood music.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Where's India.
India. You're from India.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to take a break.
Sure.
You guys hang out. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll come back, talk more, and we'll hear some live music as well. The band is called Arclight. They're playing tomorrow night, Thursday, April 20th, at Shuba's, opening for Crystal Garden, featuring Boyd Tinsley of the Dave Matthews Band, which is awesome. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up after the 3 o'clock news, Matthew Hoffman is going to join me. He is showing one of the greatest musicals of all time, Singing in the Rain, at the Pickwick Theater. We'll tell you all the details about that. And then we're going to talk about songs that get stuck in your head. They're called earworms, and we'll play a few of those so that, you know, we can annoy you and you have a song stuck in your head for the rest of the morning. Esmeralda and I will play another edition of Pop-Up Video. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. That music that you heard is from a band called Arclight. They are playing at Shuba's tomorrow night, Thursday the 20th, after 9 o'clock, 21 and over show. They're opening for the band Crystal Garden, which features Boyd Tinsley from Dave Matthews' band. And in studio with me are Amith Boka. Welcome back, sir. And Charles Williams. Hi, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me a little bit about how the band got started, Amith.
So I started as a solo project maybe 3 years ago. I can't even remember now. And then I was playing out at the Gallery Cabaret and different open mics, and that's where I met Charles. Me and Charles started jamming together, and then he brought in Pete and Jim Tashin. And then we've been playing as a four-piece for like a year now.
About a year, a little bit over a year.
Yeah, a little bit over
a year. How was the transition like from doing solo stuff? Did you guys get along right away? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like the chemistry before we even started playing. We were like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. I think I can hang out with him.
And now that you're a foursome, mm-hmm. Do you still write all the main material, or is it more collaborative?
I write the songs and bring it to the group, and then we work on the parts together. Mm-hmm. But definitely it's a collaboration.
Charles, you've been in a lot of bands?
Over the years, I've been in a number of bands. Mm-hmm. This one is one of my favorites. I do like the rhythmic. So I really like working with Amith, and I like also working with Jim and Pete, the brothers. It's really great to be a part of something like a brotherhood, because they've grown up together for the entirety of their lives, and they have this like bond that we're kind of privy to now that we're playing in that group.
And you play bass, right?
I do play bass.
Yeah, and so one of the brothers you have to prefer over the other because he plays drums.
He's the drummer. So him and I.
Yeah, exactly, man. How did you meet these brothers? You brought them in?
I met Pete a long time ago, just like I said, playing in a number of bands in the Chicago area.
He's the drummer.
Pete is the drummer.
Right.
Jim is his brother, who I met through Pete. Not long after, mm-hmm. but Pete and I have been playing in a number of bands in the Chicago area for about 10 years or so now. And Pete and I actually played another band called the Locavores.
Okay,
that we do like kind of a acoustic soul kind of thing.
Oh, very cool, very very cool. And so what are some of your favorite places that you guys have played? What are some of your favorite spots?
Shuba's definitely.
Yeah.
House of Blues is up there. We did the IM Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that was before we played together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Whistler mm-hmm. is always a favorite. It's
I was
nice going to
say the Whistler was really cool. Yeah. That was one of my favorite venues that we played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys play? Have you toured? Have you gone Midwest or anything like that? Or are you just
not yet.
So far just Chicago?
So far just Chicago, yeah. But we're trying to work that out.
Now, the music that I'm playing is off of an EP. Are you guys recording now? Are you writing material? Are you recording at all?
We're in the process of writing and recording, hopefully soon, within the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so the gig tomorrow night, you guys are opening for a band called Crystal Garden, and it features Boyd Tinsley. For those people who don't know who Boyd Tinsley is, he's in the Dave Matthews Band. He's the very large guy who plays the violin. You can't miss him. He's just a giant black man who plays the violin, and he rules. And so have you guys heard their music?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're great, man. Sure. And not just Dave. I'm talking about Crystal Gardens, too.
Yeah,
yeah, they're great. That's a great gig. You guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah, we got real lucky to open them.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right, let's hear a song, and then we'll talk some more. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear this new song we've been working on called One Rule Broken.
One World Broken.
One Rule Broken.
Oh, One Rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other title could apply for what's happening right now in the world. One Rule Broken, and this is the guys from from Arclight, and take it away whenever you're ready, guys.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Half built
faster and faster. Oh, where was my time? Magnetic polar attraction, shape shifting optic illusion, a parallel universe. Let nature run its course. Lure me in, cast me out. Lure me in just to cast me out. In the end I'll stand alone. Once again I'll stand alone.
Very nice, guys. Really, really, really good. Yeah, that's great. So tell me about, Amir, you wrote that, or, you wrote that song. I mean, so tell me about that song.
That song is about maybe you get into a, I wouldn't say a relationship, but an interaction or engagement with someone, and you know it's breaking all the rules, but it feels right, and so it's the contemplation between that.
I see. What's your process like for writing? Do you try to write every day, or is it just when you're inspired by something?
It's when I'm inspired. I've definitely tried to force writing, and it hasn't worked, and nothing ever comes out of that.
Yeah.
But it's usually based around some type of emotional concept, and trying to come up with a story based off that emotional concept.
Okay. Yeah. And what about influences? Who would you say are some of your influences?
Definitely Thom Yorke and Radiohead are up there.
Sure.
I've been a huge Tool fan.
They're coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to see that concert.
Are you going now,
yeah,
man?
I can't wait. I'm
excited. They're coming back. I think Perfect Circle is coming back, too.
Yeah,
I think they're
too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Tool is great.
Oh, yeah, I love Tool.
Maynard is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and others?
Right now, what am I listening to a lot of? Glass Animals, James Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm trying to think. Warpaint. Warpaint's a great band that I've just discovered.
Okay, where are they from?
Four Chicks out of L.A. They're actually playing at Lollapalooza.
Oh, are they?
This year, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing band.
Okay. And what about you, Charles? What are you inspired by?
The local natives, which we both kind of draw a little bit
sure.
of inspiration from. I've been listening to a lot of lately a fellow named Thom Mish out of London. Young guy, guitar player, R&B, kind of heavy beats and stuff, and you know, riffs and stuff like that. Been listening to a lot of Hiatus Coyote, again, like a little neo-soul kind of R&B kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chance the Rapper, I really like that guy.
Yeah, well,
hometown
who doesn't?
Yeah,
I mean, that kid is amazing, you know? And then he puts his money where his mouth is, too, giving money to the, to the schools and everything.
Yeah, giving back to the community.
He's unbelievable, man.
You know, helping out with the jackets for the homeless in winter, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's the man. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you guys. Do you like the recording process? Is that something you like, or do you like playing out more?
You know, I like playing out more. I'm still feel like I'm learning in the whole recording process. I really love capturing a moment in when the energy and the emotion is right versus playing something over and over and over and trying to get perfect.
Try and get the right take and all that stuff. What about you, Charles?
I agree with Amit. I do like performing live, but I also like getting in the studio and finding that that moment and capturing that moment. And when you and the members of the band and the engineer all are like, yeah, that was it. Mm. And then you go back and you listen back to it and you're like, yeah, that was it. Mm. I really like that process.
Okay, cool. And we were talking a little bit about what you guys were listening to, you know, when you were younger and that kind of stuff. Did the Bollywood stuff have an influence on you?
You know, in hindsight now, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you kind of resistant to it when you were?
Oh, so resistant to it.
It's great stuff, though. I mean, yeah. It's fun, you know?
When I listen back on like some of the oldies that my mom used to listen to now, I'm like, okay, it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, what year did you come over? Were you born here?
I was born here.
Yeah. Oh, you were born here. What year did your parents come to America?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. I should ask them. Oh. In the 70s sometime.
Sometime in the 70s. Okay. All right. So, you guys are looking to record. Do you have like a producer that you're working with? Are you guys going to self produce it? What's going on there?
We're trying to figure that out. We did work with Anthony Gravino to record out of his home studio for the EP that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to figure out what our direction is.
Okay. All right, cool. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and we're going to talk more, and then we're going to hear another song. You guys are great, man.
Cool. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming down.
Yeah,
the band is called Arclight, and they are playing tomorrow, April 20th. That's Thursday at Shuba's, 3159 North Southport, one of the best rooms in the city to see a show. It's 21 over show. Starts at 9. Their website is musicbyarclight.com, but we have a link on our Facebook page for all of that. So just go to facebook.com/NickDShow, and we'll talk more with the guys and hear some more music right after this on 720 WGN.
Drink it down, boy. Chase these demons out of here. Take these pills, boy. There will be no more fear. Cut me open.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Arclight, and it's a band playing at Shuba's tomorrow night, Thursday night. And Amith Boka is with us, and Charles Williams. And I was just regaling the guys with the famous G.G. Allen microphone story, which they'd never heard before. And I've told it on the air. I've cleaned it up to tell it on the air.
Sure.
But, yeah, that's a pretty good story. I mean, and if that's absolutely what a sound man would say. That situation, you guys have to deal with sound men and all that cool stuff. So, anything coming up after April 20th? Any other gigs?
We have something we're trying to set up at Sub T for either June or July.
Okay,
but, it's still in the works.
Okay, yeah. All right, very very cool. All right, and I always ask two basic questions to every musician that I have come in. And it's the questions that I always ask. I love to, especially when I get new musicians in, because you know we have a lot of people who've been on the show who come back, but I always love to have when new guys come in to ask them the question. The first one is, what was the first album you ever bought?
Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah. Now did you? Now, it was with your, like, I'm talking like with your own money.
Yeah,
like,
my own money.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Charles, what about you?
Mine was When Disaster Strikes by Busta Rhymes.
Wow. Okay, both hip-hop records.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys were both into hip-hop in the 90s?
Yeah. I still am. Not so much as I was, but
yeah.
Definitely
okay.
In the 90s.
All right,
sure.
Cool. We were talking off the air about Tribe. You're speaking of Busta Rhymes. We were talking about Tribe Called Quest and how they were amazing on SNL. They were amazing on the Grammys.
Yeah.
And they're playing Lollapalooza. What a comeback for those guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's
I'm
so cool. So cool. Yeah, me too. All right, your first concert?
Rage Against the Machine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, where was that? Do you remember?
That was at the Allstate Arena. They had Gangstar and Dilated Peoples open for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a pretty good show.
Rage Against the Machine. All right, local boys.
Yeah.
And Charles?
Mine was Dave Koz at Lamb's Farm in like 1990. Dude.
At Lamb's Farm in Libertyville?
Yeah, I'm like 94 on the way.
Yeah, there. Yeah, I know where Lamb's Farm is. Wow, I didn't realize that they had concerts at Lamb's Farm.
They, I'm not sure if they still do, but once upon a time, my family packed us up in the car. We went to see Dave Koz.
Dave Koz at Lamb's Farm.
Yeah.
They rock it out at Lamb's Farm.
Killed
yeah,
it.
That's right. Very very cool. Real quick, my first album was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
My first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas, which was a band that had a song called Jim Danda to the Rescue. I don't know if you guys know that song. But the thing was that the opening act was Bad Company before their first album came out. So nobody knew who they were. And they came out, and it was great.
Wow.
They're much better than Black Oak, Arkansas. So anyway. All right, very, very cool. Thank you for answering that question. All right, what song are we going to hear now?
It's a new one. It's our newest song called Before the Truth's Revealed.
Before the Truth's Revealed. Okay. Guys from Arclight, take it away.
Skipping through my head, I don't know what is real or dead. Sailing in the clouds, I never want to come down. You can get so close just to feel it's real before it slips away, before the truth's revealed. Look beyond the horizon before you crash and wash away. A shipwreck disaster, no, you won't last and you won't stay. You can get so close just to feel it's real before it slips away, before you lose your will. Can get so close just to feel it's real before it slips away, before the truth's revealed. Before it slips away, before you lose your wheels. You can get so close just to feel it's real, before it slips away, before the truth's revealed.
Very nice, guys. Really beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Great stuff, man. You guys are great, and I hope you have a great gig.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Give Boyd my best.
For sure.
I've seen Dave in the 30s amount of times. I've seen him like over, I think it's 35
wow,
times.
Nice. Yeah. Wow, nice.
I'm kind of an idiot with Dave Matthews Band. You guys have fun, man. And it's tomorrow night, April 20th at Shuba's, 3159 North Southport. We have a link on our Facebook page for all the information, facebook.com/NickDShow. Amit, Charles, thank you guys.
Awesome.
It was great to meet you.
Us,
we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then Matthew Hoffman's going to tell us about his screening of Singing in the Rain.